وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمُ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ
Surely, we gave Moses, peace be upon him, the scripture, and caused a train of messengers to follow him, and then sent Jesus, peace be upon him, the son of Mary, with clear proofs, and supported him with the spirit of holiness. But is it not true that every time a messenger brought to you something that was not to your liking, you acted arrogantly? You called some messengers liars and killed others, with clear proofs, and supported him with the spirit of holiness.
The spirit of holiness signifies the knowledge derived through revelation. It also signifies the angel Gabriel who brought this revelation. It also denotes the Holy Spirit of Jesus, peace be upon him, the spirit which God had endowed with angelic character.
وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
They say, our hearts are well protected. No, the fact is that Allah has cursed them because of their denying the truth. So, scarcely do they believe.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ
And now that there has come to them a book from Allah, how are they treating it, even though it confirms the truth already in their possession? And even though they had prayed for victory against the unbelievers, and yet when that book came to them and they recognized it, they refused to acknowledge its truth. Allah's curse be upon the unbelievers. And even though they had prayed for victory against the unbelievers.
Before the advent of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the Jews were eagerly awaiting a prophet whose coming had been prophesied by their own prophets. In fact, the Jews used to pray for his advent so that the dominance of the unbelievers could come to an end and the age of their own dominance be ushered in.
بِئْسَ مَا اشْتَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بَغْيًا أَن يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِن فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَن يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَى غَضَبٍ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ
Evil indeed is what they console themselves with. They deny the guidance revealed by Allah, grudging that He chose to bestow His gracious bounty of revelation and prophethood on some of His servants whom He willed. Thus, they have brought on themselves wrath after wrath, and a humiliating chastisement is in store for such unbelievers. Evil indeed is what they console themselves with.
Another possible rendering of the same verse is, And how evil is that for the sake of which they had sold themselves? For instance, for the sake of which they had sacrificed their ultimate happiness and salvation.
Grudging that He chose to bestow His gracious bounty of revelation and prophethood on some of His servants whom He willed.
They had longed for the promised prophet to arise from among their own ranks. But when he arose among a different people, a people they despised, they decided to reject him. Their attitude bordered on saying that when God wants to raise a prophet, he should consult them and should abide by their opinion.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ
When they are told, believe in what Allah has revealed, they say, We believe only in what was revealed to us, Israel. They deny everything else, even though it be the truth which confirms what they possess. Say to them, If indeed you are believers, why is it that in the past you killed the prophets of Allah, who were from Israel?
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ
Moses, peace be upon him, came to you with clear proofs, and yet you were so wont to wrongdoing that as soon as he was gone, you took to worshipping the calf.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاسْمَعُوا قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ قُلْ بِئْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ
Recall the covenant we made with you and caused the mount to tower above you, stressing, Hold to what we have given you with full strength and give heed to it. But their forefathers said, We hear, but we disobey, for their hearts were overflowing with love for the calf because of their unbelief. Say, if you are people of faith, then evil are the things that your faith enjoins upon you.
قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
Say to them, if indeed the last abode with Allah is yours, in exclusion of other people, then long for death if you are truthful.
وَلَن يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ
But they shall never long for it because of the evil deeds they have committed. Allah is well aware of the wrongdoers.
وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ
You will certainly find them most eager to cling on to life. Indeed, even more eager than those who associate others with Allah in His divinity. Each one of them wishes to live 1,000 years, although the bestowal of long life cannot remove him from chastisement. Allah sees whatever they do.